This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 5/2/2023. Patient's last name is Tumanupepe, Tumanupepe. First name is Keoni. Date of birth is 9/5/2013. Patient is a 9-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding upper respiratory infection, acute pharyngitis. He's currently on oral antibiotics, and according to father, he is doing much better. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, sore throat, minimal sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory complaint of occasional cough, no shortness of breath, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 134.4 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 104 over 65, pulse is 81, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, slight pharyngeal erythema, evident no pustular lesions, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, diagnosis acute pharyngitis, upper respiratory infection, patient to continue current antibiotic and cough regimen as prescribed, follow up only as needed. Next patient, last name is Lockhart, first name is Jaquia, J-A-Q-U-I-A. Date of birth is 7/22/1988. Date of service 5/2/2023. Patient is a 34-year-old female who presents for follow-up, emergency room follow-up regarding right wrist pain with right wrist tendinitis. She complained of intermittent pain with swollen right wrist that is yet to be resolved. She denies any fall, no injury, no trauma. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. She denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient complain of right wrist pain with swelling. No denies any erythema or any open lesions. Physical exam, generally patient appears well groomed. She's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 224.5 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 125 over 83, pulse is 94, respiration 18, temperature 97.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds stands 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient has point tenderness with slight swelling of the right wrist. No evidence of erythema. Range of motion is slightly limited. Patient has marked tenderness with light palpation of the right wrist. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient has history of type 1 diabetes, and she stated that she's been on Victoza. Finger stick was 448 milligrams per DL, which indicates uncontrolled diabetes. She was given Toradol 60 milligrams IM, which was well tolerated for her pain. Patient will be referred for physical therapy to evaluate and treat. Patient to hold Victoza at this time and to start on Lantus 30 units subcute daily for the next 30 days. Patient to start checking her sugar daily and record. Prescription also given for glucose monitor of Dexcom G7. Gabapentin 300 milligrams, 1 pill BID, quantity 60 will be prescribed. Patient also had a splint applied to her right wrist and right forearm for proper immobilization while patient is awaiting her physical therapy. Diagnosis, severe tendinitis of the right wrist pain. Follow-up scheduled for 1 week. Thank you.